105.3 KFM. My name is Chris McIntyre, and in studio with me, two special guests, James Sully Sullivan and Kevin Atwood. Guys, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Thanks for having us, man. It's good to be here.
We're talking today about Foster's Voice. It's a fairly new organization talking about suicide awareness. And a new club just started up at GHS, but this started up in the Quad Cities. Kevin, you lost your son to suicide a couple of years ago, 2017, is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Foster.
Sure. No, we lost our 19-year-old son, Foster, to suicide on Friday, July 21st, 2017. And, you know, any parent who loses a child, you know, it's the unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And to lose a child to suicide is something that just leaves you empty. Mm-hmm. But there's so many questions that come with suicide. And they're questions that you just don't get an answer to. And, you know, the day that we lost our son, the first emotion that overwhelmed you so overwhelming is the shock. And, you know, it's just something that just, you don't know how to handle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you basically, your body and everything with you, you just shut down. And, you know, we knew that day on the 21st, that night, that, you know, we couldn't handle any more loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no parents should have to go through the pain and the struggle that we were experiencing at that time. So that's when the concept of Foster's Voice came to us. It was literally that evening after everybody had left in the quiet of our home.
Yeah.
We knew we were going to have to fight. And 9 days later, on July 30th, that's when we launched Foster's Voice.
Did you notice any signs of depression or anything in Foster leading up to his death?
Yeah, it was about 6 weeks prior when we really started to notice kind of a shift in that he was, you know, in the middle of some depression. And it was really kind of something different for Foster. You know, it wasn't your stereotypical movie scene for Foster. You know, Foster was always the type of person who was always laughing, and you know, he was very popular, and you know, he played high school sports. He was on homecoming court, and you know, he was the one that was always in the circle of friends, and he was around, and he was always in good spirits. But we started to notice a shift and a change a little bit in his attitude, you know, and we noticed the depression setting in. And after he graduated from high school, he had moved out. He got an apartment, you know, with one of his best friends, and kind of a thing that I think boys or young men, I should say, you know, they kind of do after high school. You know, he graduated from high school. He's a man now, and he's got a plan for his life. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, but with adult decisions, you know, there come adult responsibility.
Pressures, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Foster always had an excellent work ethic. He's always worked. And, but he was still trying to, you know, obtain those goals that he had set for himself. He was taking full college course classes, and but now he's working a full-time job plus a part-time job.
Yeah.
And you know, there's not only so much time in a day, and he was still trying to keep up with that social schedule.
Yeah.
That you know, he enjoyed, and keep his social status.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of time for sleep, and you know, and then he started to fall behind in his grades, and the pressure started to build, and you could see it building, and you could see it mounting. And you know, we sat down with him, and you know, we wanted him to come home and just to relieve some of that pressure, that financial pressure, and then he could, you know, quit a job and cut back on another job and concentrate on his studies. But you know, he was also very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, he had been that way since he was young. You know, he was set in his ways, and, you know, he was going to do it his way. So we started to have more communication with him. We got on that, you know, waiting list to see a psychologist, which was 6 to 8 weeks. We got him in to see our family physician, who prescribed a light antidepressant, and we got him in to see a counselor in the meantime while we were still on the waiting list. So my wife took him to his counselor, the first appointment, and took care of all the insurance plans and everything, you know, that he didn't want to deal with. And he said that he would take himself to the next appointment the following week. And then about 6 weeks later, he received a voicemail that he could finally call and make an appointment at the psychologist's office to see a psychologist. And that was on Wednesday, July 19th. Our son passed away 2 days later on Friday the 21st. After the fact, we had found out that Foster had not been taking his antidepressants, and we found out that Foster had never returned to his counseling appointment either.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, but I think with Foster's passing, we can save a lot of other kids. And that's why you started Foster's Voice, which is a suicide awareness. I don't want to call it a club, but it's different an organization that sets up in different high schools. And they just started one here at Galesburg High School. And Sully, how did you get involved with Foster's Voice?
Well, I first want to say I got involved with mental health awareness and suicide prevention with the West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness here from Galesburg. Tina and Chastity and Rob Smith, we all got met together, and they asked me to be a part of their committee. Just a few years ago, I was trying to catch up with Kevin, because I saw something on social media about Foster's Voice, and I read the story about Foster himself, and I really wanted to make a connection with him, because that's it's very grassroots. It is not a corporate. It is a nonprofit organization that is very your neighborly type organization, I should say. So I finally hooked up with him. I met him at my first training, which is a QPR, and a suicide awareness training. And we hit it off since then. And we had an opportunity after I made a visit to United Township High School to see what Foster's Voice Club was all about. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see it, and I was amazed that we had these kids up at the high school waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning. They don't have to.
Yeah.
7 o'clock in the morning, good donuts, and ready to talk about mental health, and it was absolutely amazing. Jamie facilitates it up at the high school there, and I was just floored. Jamie put me on the spot and tell me to talk a little bit about myself and why I was there. I appreciate it, but I wasn't quite prepared for it. And I learned a lot, and I wanted Galesburg High School to have that opportunity. If it wasn't for Tina Benedict, Rob, and Chastity Smith for bringing mental health to Galesburg, mm-hmm. and talking at the school board meetings several times about bringing mental health to the school, we had an opportunity to do that. But I want to mention people that I think were instrumental also in bringing the club to the high school. Tina Imes, who works out at the district office, Mindy Ritchie, and then Sarah Gray. These are people that help get it going, so to speak. Now we are starting a new school year, in the beginning of the school year, not in the middle of it, which is great. I have a teacher sponsor, Melissa Neal, who is a great asset, and she's going to be very helpful for me. I'm very passionate about this. Foster has a message, and I want to deliver that message for the young students.
We're talking with Kevin Atwood and Sully Sullivan about Foster's Voice. Again, I don't like calling it a club, but basically it's suicide mental health awareness. And quite honestly, I didn't realize how much mental health issues are out there with our young kids until my daughter started having some issues as well. And so it kind of opened my eyes and really shocked me of some of the things these kids are going through. And Foster's Voice needs to be heard. And it's not for, you know, my daughter said, well, I'm not thinking about suicide. Why should I go? It's not that. It's to let you know, hey, there's kids out there that are hurting, and they need to, they need an avenue to be able to share those hurts, I think, and to help heal.
Yeah, the main point of the club, it's for every student.
Exactly.
That goes to GHS. It's not for students who just struggle.
Mm-hmm.
What happens at the Foster's Voice Club? And just to be specific, Foster's Voice is the nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
The Foster's Voice Club is the club that's inside of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
But the club itself and the Foster's Voice unit that is at GHS is for every student.
Yeah.
What we do inside of that club is that we teach students how to be advocates. We teach them how to find resources. We teach them how to handle their own mental health, because every person has mental health.
Yes.
And it's on a sliding scale. And we hope that every student and everybody who's listening, we hope that their mental health is on the high part of the scale.
Right.
But at some point in life, your mental health will start to slide down the scale, mm-hmm. mine included.
Yep.
And we want to teach them the tools how to slide that scale back up on the high side through coping skills. And it's all activity-based. So if there's any parents listening, we always encourage students, parents to have their child get involved and have the students attend. Because it's not about students who are struggling. It's about every student.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about students helping other students. They perform activities. They have guest speakers come in. They do activities inside of the school for the school.
Yeah.
And, at United Township High School, they average around 100 kids that get up an hour before school to come in for this on their own time.
Yeah.
And it's affected the whole school. Now, we're going to get there in Galesburg as well. We have scheduled a time when we're going to come, and I'm going to be able to speak with the school. They're going to be able to learn Foster's story. We're going to encourage them to get involved, and we're going to explain to them why it's important to them, why it's important to the school, and why it's important to your community that they get involved. That they have it with inside themselves to make a difference in the community, in the state, and in their nation. They are the future.
They are. And I think everybody knows somebody who's struggling. You may not know who that person is, but everybody knows somebody who's struggling. And, a simple smile could change a person's day.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
What I wanted to say was, we have Foster's Voice in the school, to say it's a club. But Foster's Voice has been in the neighborhood, Galesburg neighborhood, for a couple of years now. We've done several things with the regional district office when they had their summer fun. I was able to set up a resource table. We've had a coffee talk over at Orange Cup Side mm-hmm. Hustle, and it was a great turnout.
Yeah.
It was literally just sitting there, having a resource available. Of course, Foster's Voice paid for a few coffees here and there,
mm-hmm.
And it opened up the door
for
people to start talking about mental health. It's really important. First, our future advocates, which is the students, and then also our community here in Galesburg. So we... I'm really excited that Kevin and Jamie and Foster have given me that opportunity to carry his voice.
What advice would you give parents maybe signs to look for their in their kids?
Yeah, we could talk about the signs, and they're extremely important. But the first advice that I give any parent is to start the communication. That's the most important thing. It's a hard topic. There's no way around it. But you have to sit down and you have to talk to your child. You have to start that communication, and you have to start it in a way that they know that, you know, it's okay for them to come and talk to you if they have these types of ideas, that these conversations are going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard for them. They don't understand always why maybe they're depressed, or, to be honest with you, even why they have suicide ideology or why they think about taking their own life, because there are some that do have this. And, I'm not here to scare any parent. Mm-hmm. I want you to be a better parent than what I was.
Yeah.
I want you to do the things that I didn't do. I'm not judging anybody. Right. I'm giving you the tools, and I'm telling you the mistakes that I made so that you can be the better parent, yeah, so that you can be better than what I was. And that's what I want you to be. I want you to be the better parent. So start that conversation. You know, talk to your child. How is your mental health? You know, we talk all the time. How are you feeling? You mm-hmm. feel like you're getting a little cold, but we don't say, how's your mental health? You know, we're a quarter away into the school. You know, how's school been for you? Yeah. Are you doing okay? Start those conversations so they know coming to you is a comfortable conversation mm-hmm. for them, and that they can come to you if things aren't doing good.
Yeah.
Some of the signs to look for, change in appearance, drastic change in appearance, somebody who may be clean cut, who all of a sudden, stops taking a shower or, you know, lets their hair grow. Now, you know, girls changing their hair, that happens quite yeah. a bit. But, you know, if all of a sudden, you know, they don't have the motivation to get into a shower, to mm-hmm. take a shower anymore, that's a sign of severe depression.
Yeah.
Outgoing students who are with friends a lot, and all of a sudden now they're isolating themselves, they're staying in a lot. Or if you find that, you knock on their door and you go in their room and you don't see them, but they're sitting in their closet, you know, these are types of things. Mm-hmm. If they're constantly just giving stuff away, stuff that's important to them. Mm-hmm. You know, if you notice things are missing around the room, well, I gave that to such and such, or I gave this to such and such. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing to think about, that, you know, they might have a plan to do yeah. something here. So what do you do next? You just ask the question.
Yeah.
Just ask the question,
yeah.
and it's okay.
And I think this is something that doesn't apply just to our kids, but to our friends and coworkers, to
absolutely
anybody.
100%.
We got to do better to break the stigma and not be afraid to talk about mental health. Put yourself, you know, as an advocate, put yourself in a vulnerable spot to talk about your own mental health, mm-hmm. Which is, I think, important. Lead by example. You would be very, very surprised at how the door opens up to having a conversation with that person
yeah.
and say, wow, I didn't expect to talk to this person about mental health
yeah.
and their struggles.
So, like, when does the Foster's Voice meet at GHS?
It's going to be, we kind of crammed it in to get it started for September and October. November, it's going to be every other Wednesday. First Wednesday will be for the 7th and 8th graders, and then the following Wednesday will be for the 9th through 12th grade. I do want to just mention that we have a football game October 20th with United Township High School and Galesburg here in Galesburg. It's going to be a special Foster's Voice night, and we would like everyone to be there mm-hmm. for that. And then we also have October 24th, where Kevin's going to come down and talk about Foster's Voice, the whole entire school.
Oh, nice.
We have three different periods mm-hmm. For them. It's going to be for the 7th and 8th graders, and then the 9th and 10th, and then the 11th and the 12th. Very grateful for the opportunity. I think it's also going to generate even more
yeah,
interest definitely. In Foster's Voice. which I think is very important. Not a lot of the kids come to the to the meeting, and that's okay.
It's still new.
They're talking about Foster's Voice. I see some of the young students in the hallways wearing the wristband. That's mm-hmm. a message. That's a silent message for others to say, "Hey, we are Foster. Yeah. We are here for you." So,
anything else? Did we cover everything?
Well,
okay. Kevin Atwood and James Sully Sullivan talking about Foster's Voice. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We're just excited to be at GHS and to be in Galesburg. We have a lot of things that we look forward to doing within the community to create advocates and to make change.